Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that'll eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former military service members.
Five veterans who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30,000 veterans. The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Without challenge, Congress certified President-elect Trump as the winner of the 2024 election. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle ordered an investigation into safety and security deficiencies in New Orleans after an Army veteran sped around a police barricade and down Bourbon Street, killing 14. This is ABC News. Canada will be getting a new leader. Justin Trudeau announcing he's stepping down as Liberal Party leader and as Prime Minister once a replacement is named. Canada has been the target of President-elect Trump's barbs.
Trump has been goading Canada for some time. He certainly attacked the finance minister, the deputy prime minister, when she stepped aside, taking to social media to condemn her and saying essentially good riddance. But again, mocking Canada as the 51st state and Justin Trudeau as its governor.
ABC's Ian Panel. The Air Canada flight was landing at Halifax when one of the landing gears failed. Passenger Steve Maher.
Then all of a sudden there was this big rattle and rumble throughout the plane. And then that quickly turned to sparks. Now the left engine was being dragged across the runway. Fire was just outside the window.
The plane coming to a lopsided stop. Emergency crews dousing it with fire foam. 72 passengers and crew exiting unharmed. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 10 tonight. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky and highs in the low 20s. Wednesday and Thursday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Temps warm up to around 20 on Wednesday, mid-20s for Thursday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut deep.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi Wee, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I just got to give us a shout out here. We are now beginning our ninth season here as Native Roots Radio, and we started out an hour show, and then we went 2 hours, and then the last 5 or 6 years, we've been 5 days a week, and we can only do that with the support of our listeners and our advertisers, but also our guests. And, we have our longstanding guest today, Dr. Stately, coming on in just a bit. And we just appreciate, it wouldn't be a show without them, Haley.
Oh, no. And especially like a lot of our guests come on from different community organizations across our indigenous urban population here. And we wouldn't be able to have those guests if the great work wasn't being done in our community. So thank you to everyone in the community just doing the great work and taking care of each other.
Absolutely. Hey, why don't we get Dr. Stately on? And he's president and executive officer at Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And happy new year, Dr. Stately. We're starting out with Dr. Stately on mute, so that's not a good thing here.
It's been a while since we've done this.
Are you there, Dr. Stately?
Yeah, I'm a little bit rusty around these parts here.
Yeah, well, we are too. We're just faking it right now.
It's been a year since we've been on, truly. Yeah.
We took 2 weeks off, and because the holidays were in the middle, and have 9 years or 8 years worth of shows to do best of, and Haley popped up some really good ones. And
wow. Yeah. I know, I was on vacation. I should have been listening to him every single day. It would have been a great time for me to like catch up on all the old shows I hadn't seen.
Yeah. Well, you're in a lot of them.
Yeah.
we wrangled you on a few. A few years ago, after begging you, when we went 5 days a week, you've been patient with us and also on our show and giving us great information. And I mean, when you were first on, we were right in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, gosh, that seems like light years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy, crazy making. So, yeah, I think I've been on since like early 2021, right?
So, yeah.
40.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know,
that was a lot of fun, though. It was really, yeah. Really fun.
Yeah. We seem to have it down now, and Haley's been with us now. Haley, this is what you've been with us for a year and a half now.
Has it? I thought I did my 2 year mark. Maybe not.
That's what I feel like. She's been here for a while.
A couple years, at least.
Yeah.
At least who's counting?
A couple years.
Obviously,
yeah,
not us.
Gosh. Well, you got to get that brain checked, dude.
Well, I got the hearing checked, and okay, things, okay, weren't good. Things weren't, yeah, weren't too swell, so I had to get hearing aids. So,
wow.
Yeah, really? 63, wow. And just I was a young man when I started this radio show, relatively speaking. Wow. Oh, easy, Haley.
Yeah. Younger. Hey, younger.
Before we get into
emphasis on younger.
Before we get into the what's happened the last couple of weeks, I want to give your nephew a big shout out. I saw
my nephew Ruben.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see the Facebook post? It was really quite remarkable, actually.
Tell our listening audience, we're talking in code right now.
Tell, yeah, no, yeah. So my nephew Ruben, Hito, who a lot of people I think in Indian country, both here locally in the Twin Cities, but also across Turtle Island, know him as the rap artist Keto, right? So he's
right.
Been a rap artist for quite some time now, and kind of building him a name for himself then, for several years now. You know, he's just like, you know, I love this man because he's not just because he's my nephew. Like, of course I love him. I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but like one, I just remembered this because the other day I was driving to work after I went to his graduation ceremony, and I spent the day with him and his the rest of our family, my two brothers and his mother and my sister Ramona, and then you know his girlfriend and Connie and his and her parents were there, and it was just a really wonderful thing. He graduated from the fire academy and took his oath of office on Friday, the 3rd of January. So, you know, and I had this moment where I was just driving back from his graduation, and I got so overwhelmed from just my pride and my, you know, just he's an amazing human being. And I don't say that just because he's my nephew. I say it because like this young man does every single thing he says he's going to do. When he says, I'm going to do this, he does it. He finds a way to do it. He got a full ride. He graduated from Breck 6 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago. He graduated from Breck, was a lifer there. He got a full ride, Act 6 scholarship to go to Augsburg College. Mm-hmm. Attended college through the COVID pandemic. Lots of times I remember having a conversation with him telling me how much he was struggling with that, and he was thinking about giving it up and taking a break, and I was just like, no, stay with it, you can do this. And you know, his mother of course supporting him as well, and you know, every single thing he says he's going to do, he does. It's just like, so when he told me he wanted to become a firefighter, I was like, wow, that's new. And you know, and he also told me the story about how he decided to do that. He had gone on a ride along with some friends of his, one of his friends, a good friend and brother, you know, a spiritual brother of his, Johnny Crow, is a firefighter and from Minneapolis as well. And they were on a ride along, and he responded to a call on that ride along to help save one of our relatives in our community from overdosing. And he said that experience of doing that was transformative for him. He left that day with the desire and the commitment to become a firefighter and to, you know, help our community and work in our community. And so I'm really super deeply, deeply proud of him, not just because he's an amazing young, not just because he's my nephew, but because like it is just refreshing to see somebody of his age, you know, just commit to something and follow through and do it. And, you know, and he stuns me every single time. When I think there's nothing more he can do to surprise me, he always does something to surprise me and amaze me. So, yeah.
You know, it was really cool too. I was checking out the pictures, And I forget this because he pulls his hair back, but the fire department's allowed him to keep his very long ponytail, which is his braid, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's able to keep his braid. You know, he's just an amazing young man. It's like, you know, he's a Dakota speaker. He's ceremonial man. He does all these really amazing things, and he's such an inspiration to me. It's like, you know, he gives me a lot of pride, but he also gives me so much support also in the work that I do, right? So we've had some really great conversations in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought that up. That's a huge deal in the community, and what a great story that made him do that, because he's been doing it, like you said, since I've known him. He was a rapper. He came to our school and rapped, and the kids loved him. He did jewelry. He wasn't in college. So yeah,
he's an inspiration to his younger cousins too, who are looking to try to also do some of the same things, like the Henry Boys. My nephew Robert, I think, is thinking about becoming a firefighter as well. So
that's cool. Awesome. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're back year 9 with Dr. Stately. We'll be right back after this short break.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
A home that needs new everything, plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Do you have a vehicle you no longer need? Are you a little cash-strapped? Rudy Luther Toyota will pay you for your used vehicle. It's really simple. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com, answer a few simple questions, and Rudy Luther Toyota will get you an instant offer. Then they will set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they will handle all the paperwork and coordinate getting you your check. It's that simple. It's a fast way for you to get rid of the vehicle you no longer need, putting money in your hands. For more information, head to RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and I love that tagline. Hey, we are here with Dr. Stately, and it's been a long time. A lot of things have happened in the last couple of weeks that we took off. And I know, you know, December 26th, anniversary of the hanging of the 38 plus 2 in Mankato. I made it down there. I try to make it down there every year. And, you know, Wounded Knee, the tragic where the U.S. troops, December 29th, 1890, fired upon Native Americans and it's leaving 200 dead. And we have a lot of history, but as Dr. Stately mentioned about his nephew, and I feel like he's our nephew, we have a lot of good things going on too.
Yeah. He's the community's nephew, you know. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So, makes me proud that he wants to work in the community. I think his grandmother would, she's dancing in heaven, you know. Really excited about that.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, did you have a good Christmas or good holiday, winter holiday break? I'm calling it winter solstice.
Well, it was interesting. One of my daughters, the actor, she got sick on Christmas. Saw her. You saw the play? Yeah.
I saw the play.
Yeah, it was really.
Yeah. It was really great. It was brilliant.
Deanna, you know, she was saying AI and these stories really helped her out because I went, this is an amazing play. And people don't know, we're talking about my my weeha, Jaleesa McKee, my oldest daughter, was in a radio show turned podcast later on with nine acts, and I saw it, or 10 acts, and I saw both nights, and amazing crew, and I just loved it.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was just wonderful. You know, I didn't have a date to go on that last night. It was showing. I went by myself, and it was amazing. I had a great time. Bar a couple of little snafus where I had to, like, you know, I had to be a little bit of a native auntie to the person that was sitting next to me, tell them to be quiet.
That was nice.
You know, I had an elder moment where I just kind of like did this thing, like they got the word. It was a white lady, so. But on the Blood Quantum Physics, that was an amazing play, and I was so happy to be there. And I remember Brianna Yazzie introduced, you know, she's the artistic director for New Native Theater. She starts out by telling people, like, you know, we're recording this for a podcast, and it's going to be in like 10 parts, and that she was saying, and we want you to laugh, and we want you to participate, and we want you to, like, to laugh. So I, you know, of course I took, like, you know, poetic justice from that that direction. I was like, I was laughing, and I was like making commentary.
Oh,
they love
I probably
that.
Went a little overboard, but, you know, they could just edit me right out. So, you know, anyway, but it was really amazing. So, yeah.
High quality. And we really get and I say this every time, I'm like pleasantly surprised. And I don't know, I got to stop saying that. This is a high quality theater troupe.
Yes, of course. Like, why are you, like, your daughter's in it? Why are you, like, are you that surprised about that? Or that she outshines you? Or,
well, at this age, I'm at this age, I'm surprised to find the theater. That's probably it.
Yeah.
I think it is really amazing. You know what? I, like, paid. So this is how salty I am about theater right now in Minnesota. So I paid, like, I think $400 for tickets to go see the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
I think it was the week before that, or it was the week. Yeah, it was the week before it. And no, it was the night after. So I went to your daughter's production, Blood Quantum Physics, the night before on Friday, and then I went to Book of Mormon on Saturday. And I paid, you know, $35 to see Book of the community theater Blood Quantum, and then I paid $400 to go see Book of Mormon, and I was, like, unimpressed with Book of Mormon, actually, quite frankly. I was actually really shocked and surprised. It was like a Broadway production, and I was like, meh. I'm like, I'm gonna spend my money in the community from now on. I'm gonna invest in, like, you know, native humor, because that was a really well done show.
They always are.
They always are. And I think the month before that I saw the one about the kid one, the young what was it called? The Wanderers.
The superhero.
The superhero one, which was amazing, right? It was really good. It was such a great production. Had a great time, in fact, actually, at the end of the show, I had this conversation with Rihanna, and I was like, you know, I think your next superhero show should be involve elder superheroes.
A radio host.
A radio show. The Elder Superheroes named Robert and Dr. Stately.
Yes. Probably Dr. Stately first. Oh, no, that's right. I'm older than you.
You won. And I would be too, just so you know.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, just to change the subject just a little bit, you know, when we're in New York, which we spend a lot of time in New York, we only go now to off-Broadway plays. because
yeah, I think I'll probably be doing there. The same thing because I just was like so disappointed.
The quality's there, and the tickets are reasonable, and these people are doing it for the love of it. They're not doing it for...
Yeah. And I remembered... So I was, you know, they... So, you know, I'm not saying this to brag, but, like, they had, like, they had reached out to me to see if I would be in that production. And so here's the thing that was really salty about it. The reason I said I couldn't do it was because I would miss that Saturday night that I had to do the Book of Mormon. And I was sitting there in the Book of the Mormon watching the show, and they had moments where it was okay. And I was like, some of it was a little off color. Like you could tell, like, okay, this play was written way before 2020 and way before George Floyd's murder. And, you know, some of it was just like, you know, we're at a different place now as a society around what's tenable in terms of, you know, humor or, you know, comments we make about people of color. And I was like, this is just off color, and I was not having a good time. And I was salty that I had given up not being in that performance, not committing to doing that, not being able to see the second half of it, because I saw the first half, I didn't see the second half. And I was like, and I was pissed I spent $400. And I was like, anyway, am I allowed to say pissed on the radio? I think I am,
I don't know. Patrick will beep it out if you don't. He listens to the show. Like some producers, not Patrick and not Haley or doesn't listen. Haley doesn't listen to the show. No,
I don't.
Brett or people listen to the show and they'll beep you out real easily.
Yeah, but I found that production really inspiring, and I thought, you know what? I used to be a creative writer. I think I probably could come up with something. So I think I'm gonna try to give it a shot.
Well, you know,
at some point, not right away, not late, you know, not tomorrow or next week.
It's interesting. I don't know if Rihanna plays the fishing game, but she told me the exact same thing. She wanted me in this play.
I think there were roles that you, like, you probably would have had the perfect voice for one of them. And then she had written, you know, I've known Deanna forever. You know, I knew her dad and her mom. We were all kind of young. We all grew up together on the Ave many, many years ago. And Deanna and I have our own little, you know, relationship. But she's a remarkable young woman. You know, just I think of her as a daughter. You know, as a niece daughter. You know, and I just and so, she said what they said to me was like, Rihanna says, there's a part in here that I think is written sort of kind of that was inspired a little bit by you. And I was like, what's their name? It's like Dr. Sagewell or something like that. And I was like, oh, good Lord.
Sagewell.
I said, well, thank God that they didn't name him Dr. Longwin, which is what my staff call me because I talked forever and ever.
No, I can't remember what did they talk about the colon? I can't remember. Was that brought up in this?
Oh, the rolling colon, maybe. Yeah, like you know, everybody knows how much I love that colon. If I had to love a colon, it might as well be that one. But it's just hysterical, like that. You know, you find those out. Opportunities, those moments when you sort of see reflections of yourself. I felt that way about that one play that happened at the Franklin Avenue and about the clinic.
Yeah.
You know, when the wrecking ball comes through the clinic wall, I was like, hey, this is just a little too close to home. And then I got water all over myself because I was in the second row. I was like,
oh.
I was like, yeah, this is just a little too close to home here. Are they poking fun at my clinic? You know, all good in the end.
Well, it's good that they are poking fun because it's so well known. And that's like,
Oh, for sure. And my mother used to tell me, my mother, you know, she worked in the community for a really long time. She was like, you know, she said, I remember her telling me one time, she goes, worry when they stop talking about you.
Yeah. I think I'm a little worried right now with my other job. But, hey, that's another story and another show.
You know, I talk about you all the time, by the way. So, you know, you're getting a lot of publicity.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Pentagon signed off on a settlement that'll eliminate any reference to the sexuality of tens of thousands of former military service members.
Five veterans who said they were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that blocked gay people from military service, sued the Pentagon on behalf of about 30,000 veterans. The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Without challenge, Congress certified President-elect Trump as the winner of the 2024 election. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle ordered an investigation into safety and security deficiencies in New Orleans after an Army veteran sped around a police barricade and down Bourbon Street, killing 14. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 10 tonight. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky and highs in the low 20s. Wednesday and Thursday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Temps warm up to around 20 on Wednesday, mid-20s for Thursday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Matt and Air on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha! Wicha!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have our friend Rhea Peltier, a marketing and communication specialist at American Indian Family Center here in St. Paul. And I want to wish you a happy new year and welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, bujuha. Happy new year. Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's let our listeners know a little bit. Introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what we'd like to call AIFC here on Native Roots Radio.
sure, yeah. Buju, Nindaway, Maganadug, Hamitakiapi, Rea Indigenica, Jaganashimung, Rea Imakiapi. Hello, my relatives. My name is Rea Peltier, and I work at the American Indian Family Center in St. Paul. Imanijashka, Ashkabagajibing. I actually will be celebrating my 3 years there on the 10th, which is a few days from now. So, woohoo! thank you, Minguish. I'm the marketing and communication specialist. I actually grew up here in the Twin Cities in St. Paul on the east side. I attended some of the programming a few times as a youth at the American Indian Family Center. So it's really fun to come full circle and come back and be part of the other side instead of a participant, but be working at AIFC. And let's see here. Oh, another thing. So I'm what you would call a city Indian. or urban Indian. I grew up in the cities, like I said, but I'm enrolled at Turtle Mountain, and then I'm also a Prairie Island Tintawita descendant and a Leech Lake descendant. Hoa. So Ho-wa. I'm intertribal.
yeah, when they call out intertribal, that's your middle name. I was waiting for you to say you were a Ho-Chunk or Winnebago. Hoa.
right.
exactly. Hey, where is the family center located so our listeners kind of know?
Yeah, so the American Indian Family Center is located on the east side of St. Paul off of Payne Avenue. We're on Wells Street, and we're kind of tucked away between Payne Avenue and Edgerton over in that area. Yeah, we're a small building, but we pack a lot in there. So a lot of people, it's like deceiving when people go there and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a lot bigger than I thought than it looks on the outside.
Yeah, definitely. I know. And the lower floor too is maximized use. I've been there many times over the years. Hey, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Henry Sibley. Which that's what it was known as formerly. It's now known as Two Rivers High School. So it's really good to know that they finally changed the name.
Yeah, that's amazing too. I went to Ramsey Junior High, and now that's called Hidden River Junior High, Paul, which is really cool. The students made that happen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go to Harding, because I taught there for 30 years and I'm going, geez, I don't remember Rayette at Harding.
that would be embarrassing.
yes. I've been embarrassed before, though. Hey, talk a little bit about the resources at the American Indian Family Center. There are so many, and I know it's everywhere from tutoring to helping parents. And let's talk a little bit about what goes on there.
Yeah, I think you had my colleague Jessica Gorno. She's also a Turtle Mountaineer on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what? yeah, she touched on a lot about the different services. So we have youth services, We have employment services, housing services, recovery services. Family services, and I think am I missing one? I know now we have the Sacred Seven, so we are recently introducing and adding elder services. So right now, which is really exciting because that's really, really needed in our community, especially over at the Elders Lodge. So that's a relatively new service area. And we've been partnering a lot recently with the Elders Lodge over on Magnolia.
Wow, so, Haley, you can jump in on that. We have my nanny, your Gaga there that goes there.
Yeah, so thankful.
Oh,
that
awesome.
Gaga. Yeah, she loves it there at the Elders Lodge. And the only thing that I've heard residents wish for is more programming and more culturally specific services. So it's really great that the Family Center is offering that there.
Yeah. Yep. And I think I just remembered I accidentally forgot recovery services. So right now we have a wonderful outpatient women's only recovery services currently. And I think future dreaming would be outpatient treatment for men as well for our recovery services. And that is called Kunchi Onikan, which is grandmother's arms. And that's taken Kunchi, which is the Dakota word for grandmother. And then Onikan is arms and Anishinaabe Moim.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, that's exciting. So it's facilitated. So the outpatient treatment's facilitated by you guys. So is that how that works? And if people are looking
to come to treatment? Yeah, so we have two treatment counselors, and one of them is Cheryl Whitehawk. The other one is Dawn Altieri. Yeah, and then they do a lot of programming with the women. They have groups, and then one of our elders in residence, Nelda Goodman, she's also a recovery coach. So she does some programming with them as well and meets with the group, the women's group. They have it pretty much every day except on Thursdays, which I can talk a little bit more in a little bit about what we do at AIFC on Thursdays.
Yeah,
or I could just do it now.
we could swing into what you guys are having up, because I know Haley brings up all the things that come up every week, and so it's great to have you on and talk about that, because you guys have it going on over there and a lot of great things.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We have lots of programming, a plethora. On Monday nights, we have our recurring men's smudge and support group facilitated by my brother, Nate Bordeaux. He is Oglala, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. Either at the Family Center or at iRoots. So we have a really cool Indigenous Roots. We have a really cool partnership with Indigenous Roots, which is also on the east side of St. Paul. So he alternates the location between AIFC, and then like tonight he's at Indigenous Roots, and then next Monday he'll be back at AIFC. And it's a really cool space for, you know, those brothers and those men to come together and have a space just for them to smudge and, you know, talk about, you know, various topics. I don't really know what else they delve into, because I don't identify as a fan, but I know they have a really good, you know, turnout every week. And sometimes they have a guest like Pebama Benace, Dennis Jones. He's a First Nations spiritual leader, well known here in the community, and he'll come and have some teachings. And then, would you like me to continue? Because there's a lot.
Yeah, that's, you guys do stuff daily.
You do stuff daily, like Haley just said. It's amazing.
Pretty much. On Tuesdays, we have our virtual Wellanon, which is Native American Al-Anon. That is virtual via Zoom. And that is facilitated by our treatment counselor, one of our treatment counselors, Cheryl Whitehawk. And that is on Zoom, like I said, from 7 to 8 p.m. And all of our events can be found on our website, on our webpage at AIFCMN.org /events, EVENTS / And that's where you can also find the Zoom link for those recurring Tuesday Wellanon meetings, which is really exciting. That's kind of another way that I got reconnected to the American Indian Family Center is visiting with Cheryl and finding those meetings, you know, because it's not unprecedented, unfortunately, for a lot of us to have experience with loved ones that, you know, have substance use disorder.
Right. Right. And the Al-Anon program is specifically for the person going there and not a place to complain about the addict, but to heal yourself.
Exactly. Yep. Do I have more time to share some other events?
Yes. We got, what do we got okay. here, Ilya?
About
we got
a minute and a half.
Yeah. So okay. Ready? Go.
All right. another new up and coming exciting event that we started a little bit towards the end of last year is our Wednesday community nights. And that's from 6 to 8 at the American Indian Magnet School in St. Paul. And it's really cool. They have drum and dance. They have a sewing and beading society. So you can go there, get your craft on. They have a family talking circle. And all of this is in collaboration with UNDIUNG, us, the American Indian Family Center, St. Paul Public Schools Indian Education Program, and AIMS, of course. So that one is really cool. That will be on Wednesdays, and they do that bi-weekly.
Wow, I'm going to have to get out there for that. Well, we got 10 seconds. Let's say the website so people can log in on there and find out all the events again.
Yes, there's more events coming up. We have SWEAT as well, Youth SWEAT this Thursday. And that website again is www.aifcmn.org/events.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming on, Rhea. Rhea Peltier, you are a good one. Thank you very much for coming on.
Miigwech, wopita, fina gigi for having me.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
A home that needs new everything. Plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Philip Anthony, host of the Downright Upright Show, airing right here on AM 950 Radio, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Join me as I dive into captivating conversations with people from all walks of life. As a proud member of the LGBTQ community, I celebrate diversity and beyond with unique stories that make us fantabulous. Please join me every Saturday at 5 p.m. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
8 years ago, over 100,000 Minnesotans marched to the state capitol, standing together to defend women's rights, immigrants' rights, queer rights, and justice for all. Now, as our freedoms face new threats under an incoming administration built on oppression and divisiveness, it's time to stand together again. Join the People's March on January 18th at the Minnesota State Capitol. Together, we'll send a clear and unmistakable message. We will not go back. Building on the legacy of the Women's March Minnesota, this year's event will include a march to the Capitol and a rally. You'll connect with Minnesota organizations working to protect our rights. These organizations need your support, not just now, but over the next 4 years and beyond. The weather may be cold, but our commitment is unbreakable. The stakes are too high to stay silent. Let's show the strength of our voices as we fight for Minnesota's future. Again, that's the People's March on Saturday, January 18th at the State Capitol. Details at womensmarchmn.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Well, this has been fun getting back on the air, Haley.
I know. It's felt like a whole year.
Oh, you wanted to say that.
I did. I said it twice, yeah.
I got that. Well, hey, lot going on. I just want to, before we get any further, I just read this in our chat, Haley, that it's Patrick's fifth year being a producer at the mother station in Prairie Island.
Eden Prairie,
wherever he is. Yeah, somewhere in Minnesota, Patrick is at with the big antenna, and we just want to say a big peeny geegy. Patrick, thank you so much for all you've done for us and the great job you do for us, Patrick.
Yeah, and all the work that you do for AM 950. It's been really fun.
Should I pretend I'm Patrick and do his voice? Go, you're welcome. No, yeah. Patrick, are you there?
Just kidding. Well,
you stopped listening to the show an hour ago. but yeah, we really appreciate Patrick and being on. And one of the things last night, I always like watching the Golden Globe, so I was going back and forth and recorded it, and we didn't mention the Vikings loss, which is good, and we didn't mention the Packers loss, which I wish we would have. No, I'm just kidding. sorry, we're all over Civic Media, too, so we're on 30 stations in Wisconsin, so we got to be nice. Play nice, right?
Yeah, that border battle can get intense.
Yeah, well, might end up playing them in the playoffs, so... But you, Jodie Foster won a Golden Globe last night for True Detective.
I know, yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring this up. I didn't even know that the Golden Globes were on. I was so focused on sculling for my Vikings, but yeah, I wanted to bring it up. Jodie Foster's she accepted her Golden Globe for Best Female Actor in a Limited Series in True Detective last night. Jodie filmed in Alaska and Iceland a few years ago for this series, and she had a lot of guidance and support with many Native Alaskan leaders, artists, and consultants. The series True Detective Night Country shined a light on Inupiat Alaskan people, their culture, and issues, including awareness for the crisis of violence against Indigenous women. Foster said on stage while accepting her award that she especially thanks the Indigenous people that shared their stories. They changed her life, and she hopes that they'll change others.
Yeah, we have a local actor that was on there too, and it's really cool to see that. And I do believe, if I can think of her name right off the top of my head, maybe I would be dangerous, I guess, if I could do that. But I can look under my photos here, because I know I saw her at a play. And of course, you know, every chance I get, especially you don't even know this, Haley, but I really used to be the selfie king of the world.
I know, that's what they called you.
haven't been like that in a long
time. Well, while you look up her name, I want to talk about this, because this is wanted to bring up the MMIR thing with the Jodie Foster thing because of this. And it was, so I was reading earlier, this was posted that today the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that he will resign as party leader and Prime Minister And Indigenous TV put out a post via Instagram, and Trudeau's government advanced Indigenous rights through historic funding, clean water initiatives, and MMIWG, which is Canada's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. He addressed the root causes that sustain violence against Indigenous relatives, including Two-Spirit and gender diverse people. But despite Trudeau's work in these areas, he faced criticism for slow progress and unmet promises. I also saw earlier that the tribal chair of Boys Fort Band of Chippewa Indians here in Minnesota, Kathy Shavers, also announced that she will step down.
Interesting. I don't know enough to have an opinion on that, but that's massive that he resigned.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know a lot of our relatives don't like him too, so it's very interesting that that all shook out.
Did you find the name of the
No, but doctor? I found the picture with Jaleesa and her, but of course I didn't tag her, maybe got untagged, so let's move on.
Okay, well, congrats, Jody Foster, and thank you for working with Indigenous people in Alaska and hearing their stories and portraying them.
Yeah, so, I can look it up on IDM here, too, as yeah. we're talking.
Well, tomorrow, I want to get this out. It's a big thing going on in St. Paul tomorrow, Tuesday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Please join us to speak against the Magellan Pipeline Project and protect the sacred pipestone quarries. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. tomorrow in St. Paul. The address is 1217th Place East, Suite 350 in St. Paul. Yeah, come have your voice heard. Protect the land.
Wow, good call.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were posting that around the community, so I just wanted to do a mass shout out on it, and hopefully we see a lot of people there. And we know the pipestone quarries have a very sacred story behind them, and have a lot of meaning to different tribes in the area. So it's more than just protecting the land.
Absolutely. Hey, so Isabella Starr LeBlanc was the actor from St. Paul, and she's a assistant Dakota tribal member, and she's was born in St. Paul. Oh, awesome. Wow. And went to St. Paul Academy. And she was on the Stepping Stone Theater. That was her first gig, and the Jungle Theater and Shakespeare Theater Company. She's
been. Did you watch any of that True Detective series with Jody?
I did, and I saw her on it too, and I saw a couple episodes, and I'm definitely gonna go revisit that. It's funny because Wendy and I we watch TV together at night, and that's not her jam, so I have to wait until she's asleep or I'm asleep or something to watch what
I'll have to catch that one too. I knew that they had Indigenous actors in it, but I don't know. I've been kind of behind on my TV series and watching TV.
Well, that's good. You've been beating. And I'll tell you, interesting thing about today's show, I feel like I should be going over there Wednesday and learn how to bead.
Oh, with the Family Center in St. Paul?
Yeah. Well, and they're doing it at AIM, American Indian Magnet School. So.
Yeah. And I know you can bring your own crafts and stuff to work on, but if you need any resources, they have all of that there for you.
Well, you know what I'm going to bring is that big needle and a baseball cap, and I'll bring all my my colored beads and have them help me with that.
Yeah,
you,
get
you
some
did a great
teaching
job.
In. Oh, I could help you. It's been fun. It's been easy. I'm so thankful for people in the community willing to teach other members these things.
That's huge. Yeah. Well, maybe what we can do is after a show on Native Roots Radio, we can keep on going on live on StreamYard here on YouTube and Facebook, and you can show everybody how to bead.
Oh, yeah. A little beading tutorial live on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah.
The very first tutorial, because I'm still learning.
Well, you did a great job. And you never answered my question on Facebook. Would that hat fit me?
We might, have to stretch it out a little. I don't know. I'm sure I could make you one.
Right.
If you ask nice.
Ooh. Well, I still have that certificate. We got to go out to lunch for my birthday.
That's true.
Hey, thank you Thank you, Haley, and thank you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Add McDonald's to the list of big businesses doing away with at least some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
The fast food giant says it also intends to stop encouraging its suppliers to create diversity training-based programs and will also pause external surveys. It follows the Supreme Court's decision in 2023 that banned affirmative action in college admissions. Walmart, John Deere, Ford, and Lowe's are among other big corporations that move to roll back diversity programs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A federal judge still has to sign off on it, but the Pentagon approved a settlement with upwards of 30,000 former military members who were granted less than honorable discharges because they were gay. Settlement would give them a chance for review of those discharges. Dinn College announced the death of Charles Monty Russell, president of the first tribal college established in the U.S. Russell was 63. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.